We're going to look at the topic of light. I have most of these verses on the board. I should have all of them, but if I don't, feel free to grab a Bible and follow along. We're going to begin in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. There was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." You know, in the beginning, light was the first thing that God created, and the reason being so is that you cannot have anything else without it. The light gives life. So there could be anything else, it had to come first. John chapter 1, verse number 1 through 4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now Jesus has always been essential to life. He was there in the beginning with God when the light was created, and now He is the light that gives us eternal life. John 14 says, "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In order for us to see the Father and to spend eternal life with Him in heaven, we must go through Jesus Christ. He is our life. Without Him, we don't have a home in heaven. You know, I was telling Brolin about some of my pet peeves that I have, and it seems like any time that eternity is spoken of, it's always to do with heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, your soul has eternity no matter what. That's the honest truth. It's either in heaven or it's in hell. To have life and to live, you must have Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 and verse number 12 says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life." Have you ever lost electricity in your house, especially in the middle of the night? I was thinking about times that we lost electricity growing up. And it was in the middle of winter. I think we had a real bad ice storm, probably somewhere in the 90s, probably mid-90s, late 90s. We went without electricity for like 2 weeks, and it was cold. And the thing is that when you go without electricity for that long, you have a tendency to be able to, you know where all the candles are, where all the matches are, where all the flashlights are. As soon as that sun goes down, there's nothing. You know, and I guess if with electricity and I don't know. It just seems like we don't lose electricity as often as what we used to. Maybe we haven't had that bad of storms. I don't know. But have you ever fumbled around in the dark? I remember another fond memory I have. Granddad, we had lost electricity, and we had been burning brush a couple of days before. And anyway, out one of his windows, he could see a spark. And we didn't have any electricity out there on the ranch for some reason. But anyway, he saw that, and he got up, and he took off running to the front door. And in his bedroom, you have the door that leaves his bedroom, then you also have a closet. Well, that closet was about halfway open. And I mean, he ran smack dab into that thing, and it put a bruise right down the middle of his face. The world is dark, and there's a lot of stuff to stumble onto. We have to have Jesus Christ, and He has to be our light. John chapter 12, verse number 44, I'm going to be reading on through verse 50, said, "Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not. He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. The good news is that we don't have to try to feel our way through the dark. Jesus is our light. In him we have life. He came not to judge us, but to save us from the world. Jesus Christ was sent to earth to be a light that we would believe on him and live in darkness no more. Not only is Jesus the light of the world, but he also commanded his disciples to be a light in the world filled with darkness. In Matthew 5:14-16, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Our light should be a reflection of Christ's light. It also needs to be in a place where people can see it, a place where it is useful. Pop, last Christmas or the Christmas before, gave me a really nice flashlight. This thing is bright. I mean, you can shine halfway across a pasture with this thing, and if you had a gun that would shoot that far, it works great. Varmints outside, it's the flashlight for the job. The thing is that it uses a very weird battery that I can only buy online for some reason. I never can find them at Walmart. They're just always sold out whenever I'm there. So that thing is sitting right by my nightstand. And every time Buddy starts barking outside, I run out there thinking I'm going to shoot an armadillo or something. I have a flashlight that sees about from here to the wall. And if it's a skunk, I'm doomed. I'm going to catch the blunt end of that one. What about your light? Is it somewhere where it's useful? Is it charged up to where it can do some good? You know, we go through this life, this world, and a lot of you, maybe not so much myself, are confronted with other people who don't necessarily have the light of Christ in them, that are fumbling around in the dark. Are you where you need to be that light, to guide them to the light, to the true light? Philippians 2:14-15 says, "Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." We need to be that light to the world, to the dark and miserable and cold world. If you want to know how dark the world is, you really don't have to look very far. Turn on CNN, Fox, reading the paper. I read the other day some lady just killed her baby. She just said she didn't want it, so she just killed it. You know, I tend to think that the world is not such a bad place. You know, I'm the type that always sees the glass half empty, so maybe I look at the world as just, it's just bad. You know, and maybe that's just me. Maybe it's really not that bad. But whenever I see the headlines and I see the people that are in control of different countries, it looks bad to me. It looks like a very dark place. You know, if we hide our candle under a bushel, if we don't let our light shine, then those who are blind, they have no hope. Matthew 15:14 says, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Without light, without the world having any light, they have nothing to lead them. Look what's leading other countries. Look what's leading our country. What's popular? what other religions believe. It's the blind leading the blind. The lesson is yours this afternoon. I hope there's something that I've said that you've gotten from it. In Psalms 119 verse 105, it says, the word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That is our lot as Christians. Christ gave us an example. His light shines so bright, all we have to do is reflect it. Every once in a while, we have a nice full moon outside. Did you know that the utmost, I believe the moon gives off only 14% of the sun's light? I can see it not whenever the moon's full. All we have to do is just be a reflection of Christ's beauty, of His power, of His true light, to give people a hope of eternity with Him.